AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Thousands of power crews are working in northern Georgia to get the lights back on. Hundreds of ice-encrusted trees have fallen, taking up power lines and power poles. Brian Green is a spokesman for Georgia Power.
At peak, we had about 180,000 customers out. We've been able to restore about 95,000 of those customers, and currently we're showing about 63,000 outages statewide.
The winter storm that brought close to a foot of snow to other states featured sleet and freezing rain in North Georgia and the Carolinas. Washington saw anywhere from 2 to 6 inches, enough to shut down local and federal government offices. Building supervisor Derek McCollum says, however, he and his crew were on the job this morning.
It's understandable. I mean, it is dangerous, you know, to drive and stuff. But like I said, we got to be here, so in case somebody decides they want to come to work.
Virginia officials say there were some 500 wrecks across the state. Ash Carter has been sworn in as defense secretary, the fourth person to serve in that post in the Obama administration. He says the troops will be top of mind with every decision he makes.
To protect their dignity, their safety, their well-being. To make decisions about sending them into harm's way with the greatest reflection and care.
The White House opens a 3-day summit to find ways to prevent extremism. Vice President Joe Biden says the idea is to work with people before they can be turned.
We have to work from the ground up and engage our communities and engage those who might be susceptible to being radicalized.
Boston, Los Angeles, and Minneapolis have pilot programs to counter extremism that the White House wants to promote as examples for the rest of the country. President Obama will address the group tomorrow, as well as give a speech to representatives from about 60 countries on Thursday at the State Department. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 15. This is AP Radio News. Around the world is called Carnival. In New Orleans, Mobile, and other Gulf Coast areas, it's Mardi Gras. NCIS New Orleans actor Lucas Black says he had a great time as he and other cast members rode in the Orpheus Parade.
It's been awesome so far. I mean, I'm just soaking it all in and in awe of everything that's happening around us.
Well, all the parades will wind down later this afternoon, and then the outdoor celebrations will begin, and they are to end at midnight, marking the start of Lent. 3 days of mourning in Haiti after at least 16 people were killed early this morning when a man on top of a carnival float was shocked by high-voltage wires above the street. That set off a panic in which dozens of people were trampled. Prime Minister Evans Paul has declared a mourning period, and celebrations on this final day of carnival have been canceled in Haiti. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.